Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Wednesday, the 12th of February. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. And we've got a couple of isolated snow showers possible. Otherwise, it's just a cloudy day and cold, only in the lower 30s across the area. Tonight, another weather system moves in. This one has a little more juice, not a ton, but it's also going to be a little bit warmer. So temperatures near 30 and then rising toward morning. We will see some snow, possibly mixed with some freezing rain. So the morning commute, especially those of you from the 128 belt westward, could see a coating to an inch. So the travel may be a little bit slower first thing, but I do think it's going to quickly change over to all rain and then come to an end. We get into the 40s, so I'm not expecting, you know, a big travel issue tomorrow at all. Then we clear out for Thursday night, temperature down near 20. Friday, sunshine, temperature only near 30. That's below average quite a bit. Saturday, we'll see another weather system move into the area, mostly cloudy skies. Should be dry for much of the day, mid-30s, and then some snow arrives Saturday night, likely changing to all rain, and then perhaps back to snow before ending on Sunday. This is a longer duration system. We'll keep an eye on this one for you. Right now, it does not look like a major snow event here. It doesn't mean we can't see some accumulation, but it's not going to be a big deal. And then Washington's birthday, Monday, mostly sunny. Temperature only in the mid-20s. It's going to be fairly cold early next week. Winter continues to hang on. This is one of the longest stretches we've had without any 50-degree weather. So no real big thaws this winter. It really has been a more traditional winter. And even in a warming climate, we get these types of winters. I've talked about this before. It doesn't mean you're not going to get a cold winter. It just means that the frequency of these cold winters is certainly less than it was 50 years ago. Have a great morning, everybody.